It's tradition. Miracle on Broad Street. Donate now. 778-561-1070. Or at cfagsantas.com.
Welcome back to Miracle on Broad Street. I'm Adam Sawatsky from CTV News, Vancouver Island. We have music from Maureen Washington coming up, but first I would like to introduce, you know him well, Jordan Cunningham, co-anchor.
Do you know me well?
Yeah, as I mumble your name. I know you so well that I don't even feel I need to enunciate.
That's great.
Co-anchor of CTV News, Vancouver Island at 5. Back.
Yeah.
From Miracle on Broad Street.
Yeah.
Why did you want to come back?
Because it's my single favorite day at work of the entire
calendar. It's true, isn't it?
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I eat so much. You know, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
And not that we're always not happy in our newsroom, but, you know.
And isn't it great now that people are here?
It's an extra layer of glee.
Yeah. An extra layer of goodness.
Yeah. That's right. And you know what? I don't know why we work in TV. Radio is so much fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Santa's Anonymous is so much fun because of how much it helps the community. And if you would like to donate, all you need to do is call 778-561-1070. You can donate online at cfacsantas.com, or you can drop on down to 1420 Broad Street. There's actually 3 parking spots reserved right out front. So you can just pop in. You can donate. Maybe listen to some music. Yeah.
Yeah. It basically is drive-through.
Yeah. But at the same time, we almost have a local celebrity with us.
Where?
If I say to you, Jordan, it only sounds expensive.
Oh, my God. It's either one of two people. That would be Bob or Joan.
Bob or Joan from Heirloom Linens.
Yeah.
And we have Bob Ianson. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. Longtime supporter of CFAX Santa's Anonymous.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Why do you do that? I mean, you're in the business of you know, selling wonderful things that only sound expensive. Why do you want to give back to the community?
Well, in our 20th year in business, my wife made a decision mm-hmm. that we were going to do something in terms of giving back to the community that's supported us for the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. So Joan came up with the idea of the 12 months of giving. So we do a different charity every month, and we donate 50% of the net proceeds from the sale of that charity item back to the charity.
Wow.
And we're guaranteed a minimum donation of $500, but we generally surpass that.
And this starts in November, right? At least as far as Santa's is concerned?
No, Santa's has always been our traditional November charity of the month.
And what is it about Santa's that you wanted to support?
Oh, it's just we're always in favor of anything that supports kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard to pick a favorite charity, you know, and especially in the city, there's so many great causes. But how do people get on board as far as you can see from behind the counter in November? How do people get up for Santa's?
Oh, we actually find that people will watch our radio advertising and our print advertising to see who the charity is for the month.
Mm-hmm.
And people will phone in and say, who's the charity for this month? They want to know what the charity is and what the item is. So it actually is a pretty cool thing. And as it so happens for this past November, the item that we put up for the charity was Cobble Hill Puzzles. So Cobble Hill is a puzzle company located here in Vancouver Island. It's their puzzles, and 50% of the proceeds of the November puzzle sales are being given back.
Isn't that fantastic? And what better thing to give for Christmas than a puzzle?
Exactly what we thought.
And then if you come in for a puzzle, I'm sure there's lots of other things that you could find as well.
And so we will have people will come in because they're coming in to the store solely to support the charity.
Isn't that amazing?
I have to hope they're coming in because they like us or like our products. But
you guys have been around, 28 years now? Heirloom
20, something like that. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, obviously, you're doing something right.
Yes.
Yeah, they only sound expensive, but I could easily drop $5,000 in your store every time I walk in. Like, holy.
No, I can't use that tagline. That's my wife. It's copyrighted.
Is it? Yeah. This year, based on the month of November giving, and of course you have 12 months of giving, so you're there's always some way to help support the community. But based on this, you and Joan, your daughter Kristen, of course the founders of Heirloom Linens, you have a presentation for us.
We do. We have a check this year.
And you're pulling it out of the envelope.
And we surpassed the $500 minimum. And so there's a check for $1,600.
All right. Wow, $1,600 right from Heirloom Linens. Thank you. Bob Ianson, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for this. This is going to make children happy, not just on Christmas Day.
I think so.
But all year round, because that's what CFAX Santa's Anonymous does, is it helps children and family in need 365 days of the year. And of course, that you have, you sell things that only sound expensive 365 days of the year as well. So this is a fit when you have a good local business supporting a good local community organization like CFAX Santas. Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Yeah, our pleasure.
Yeah, really, really, really appreciate it. Jordan Cunningham is with me. I'm Adam Sawatsky from CTV News Vancouver Island. If you would like, or if you're feeling inspired by Bob Ianson's generosity and you'd like to donate, all you need to do is call 778-561-1070. Or you can donate online at cfaxsantas.com or just pop on down. And now would be a good time to pop on down. We have three parking spots at 1420 Broad Street. And the reason for that is we have a musical guest in about 5 minutes or so. And Al Farabee here. Al, who are we going to be listening to?
Oh, are we here? Am I on? Is this thing
you
on?
You are.
Yeah, yeah. Maureen Washington's going to come back in the next few minutes. And we'll have a very interesting couple of artists coming in who have a story of being in and living in Ukraine, having to come here because a conflict was happening there. So we're going to have them come in at 2 o'clock, and they're going to perform and tell their story.
And Al, not only are you run a half marathon with the cool marathon as far as raising money for CFAX.
Yep.
Do you remember off the top of your head as far as how much you raised this year?
This year, $60,000, something like that.
Cow. Despite the fact that you had a serious injury.
I told you about that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. How you were able to do that just blows me away.
Nerve pain is just not your friend. It really isn't.
It's not your friend, but you know, you're certainly a friend to CFAX Santas. And not only did you literally do a half marathon, this day is a marathon for you because you were up bright and early, as you always are.
Sure.
And you're going to be continuing right through until 6 p.m.
Till the end, yes.
When do we hear you sing?
That's debatable. 3 o'clock hour, I think, is when you'll hear something from me.
What are you going to churn out?
Something Christmassy.
you're also the guy, though, who organizes all these incredible artists or, you know, celebrities. What do they say to you when you pick up the phone or send the email or however you do it?
Yeah.
What do all these huge talented people, what do they say to you when you say, hey, would you like to do this?
They recognize, because, I mean, they're good people genuinely.
Yeah.
And they just usually, unless they're like super busy out of town doing something, because a lot of them, like their gigs have picked up, for example, they say yes. They come because entertainers and musicians are just genuinely good people that want to give back in a lot of different ways. And they come and they do this because it means something to them.
Yeah.
And it genuinely does. Like when I ask for, you know, anybody to come, they usually 9 times out of 10 say yes. A couple of people were sick today and that's not their fault. So,
no, of course not. It's that time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's really what I get back is that there are people in this town that are just genuinely nice people that care, and they do. So that's what we get.
That's
and
great.
You can hear it in their songs too.
Yeah,
you really can.
Well, Carl and Maureen singing earlier.
Yeah,
I mean, you can hear the feeling.
Yeah, so they're gonna come back and do that very thing. Wait a minute, you guys are here. What do we want? Do we want to do this now, or do you want to take a break?
Why don't we take a break, and then when we come back, we can listen to them. How's that sound?
Yeah,
is that
let's
okay
do
with
that.
You, Maureen, Carl?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're good with that.
This is Miracle Day on CFAX on CFAX 1070 in support of CFAX Santas Anonymous. The latest total I got, thank you, Victoria, for your generosity. The latest total, $326,605. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's
if
good.
You would like to join in the generosity, all you need to do is call us, 778-561-1070, or donate online, cfaxsantas.com. I'm Adam Sawatsky from CTV News Vancouver Island. You, sir, are?
Jordan Cunningham. That's Cunningham. CTV News at 5.
See how he just, that's why he's an anchor. He just bookends it by bringing back the fact that I mangled his name in the beginning.
That's okay. That stuff stays with me, Adam.
It does. Another generous guest, more music as we continue this miracle on Broad Street after the break.